Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Might be Al Horford, who's going to come over and chat with us. Put the headset on and give me a couple of words here. And Brett Winkler has handed him the headset. Al, can you hear us?
Yep.
Right here, up here, Al. Thank you. Tim Roy with you tonight, Al. And Al, I've been talking about this the last few minutes. Just how big of a win is this?
It's a big win. You know, it's a big win. It's a way to respond. Obviously, very tough one in OKC last night. And it's a back-to-back. And kind of the excuse was there to kind of have a letdown. But the guys responded. Steph, Jimmy got it together, got us going. And the second half was great for us.
Now, in a game like this, and you got a guy who has the presence of Wembanyama, do you always have to maybe kind of have a sense of where he is?
No question about it. We have to make sure that we're into his body, that we're physical. Everything he got over us was difficult. We made him work for it. And it's a group effort. You know, we have to be in the gaps. We have to be committed to helping Draymond or myself, whoever's guarding him.
When you're on the floor and you're trying to space the floor, you know, how much thought goes into that as opposed to, say, playing San Antonio one night or Oklahoma City? Is it different, or is it just the flow of the offense?
I felt like our flow was much better today. Just the way that we were moving with purpose, the ball wasn't sticking, and that's what we need to get to. That's when we're at our best and most dangerous, and making energy plays. I felt like Gary came in and changed the game. Gary Payton there in the fourth, and those offensive rebounds and getting Steph the ball, he just gets it. He knows how to play, and he's a winner.
Yeah, he's a little pest on the other team a lot of times, and it's fun to watch.
No question. Any
thoughts on the Steph Curry experience tonight?
Man, it was unbelievable because when he had like 28 points, Gee in the bench said like, "Man, but he's playing just okay," and I'm like, "Just okay." And then he just kind of turns it up and finishes with 44, I think. So
yeah, 44. Cool. Only Michael Jordan has more 40-point games after the age of 30 than Steph.
Unbelievable.
Michael has 44. Steph now has 43. It's just crazy.
Wow.
Hey, like I said, I told you this the last time you were nice enough to come and chat with us. We're thrilled to have you. It's a lot of fun, and congratulations on a great night and a great win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Al Horford, our guest. Well, a huge win for Golden State tonight as they fell behind by 16 early. They were not shooting the ball well in the first quarter and just were getting open shots, but they weren't executing well. They weren't getting back on defense. They were surrendering a lot of points in the paint. In fact, for the night, they were outscored 52-22 in the paint, which was an amazing number. However, that was countered by the fact the Warriors had a season-high 21 threes tonight. And so that meant that they outscored the Spurs 63-42 from the three-point line. So they kind of balanced each other out in that way. Spurs got 27-16 on second-chance points, 19-7 on fast break points. But the Warriors, who had a lot of turnovers early, finished with 16. That's right in an acceptable range for them. They forced 20 turnovers from San Antonio. And Golden State just made a lot of hustle plays. They had 40 rebounds. They out-rebounded 49-40. They got to their magic number of 30 assists. Usually, in fact, under Steve Kerr, when they get the 30 assists, usually they win the game. And played very well. This was a really they have things to clean up, as I just pointed out. But the effort was there. The intention was there. They did it without Jonathan Kuminga in the second half. He played 12 minutes the first half, wasn't moving all that well, and has that left knee soreness that originally he was questionable to play in this game. Now he's got 2 days to kind of rest and get some treatment on it, and maybe he can go on Friday. But just another magnificent performance from Steph Curry. If you listened a moment ago, we thought he had 44, but they were wrong. The stat monitor froze. He has 46 on the night, and just amazing. His 43rd 40-plus game after the age of 30. That's just an incredible stat. 28 for Jimmy Butler tonight. He was 9-12 from the free throw line. Warriors got to the line. That's really where they won the game. 32 of 36 from the line. 14 of 16 for San Antonio. And Butler, again, even though Steph took more free throws, Butler's a reason why. He gets you into the bonus with all his contact and going in and throwing the ball up as he gets contact. And what happens then, Curry gets fouled. Now you've got Curry at the free throw line. He missed one of 16 attempts tonight. And so that's like found money. And Golden State did a great job of that. You heard Al Horford talk about GP2, who came off the bench and had six rebounds. He had four offensive rebounds. That meant he gave the Warriors four shots at it on a night where you're not going to get a lot of offensive rebounds. Going way back to press table, where I outlined that the Spurs get 71% of the defensive rebounds. And so you're not going to get a lot of chances. And so to get those chances coming down the stretch with the game on the line, that was huge. So a lot of kudos to a lot of people tonight. I thought, you know, Al Horford was solid with his minutes, though he did end up a minus 15. Brandon Podziemski was a plus 10. He had six boards and four assists and three steals. He had one play late I'm sure he'd like to have back. Warriors got called for more than their share of illegal screens tonight, which it seems to be an ongoing thing. Draymond Green fouled out, hit only one shot in 10 tries. But, you know, let's face it, he was guarding Victor Wembanyama most of the night, so he gets a hall pass for fouling out. 31 points, 10 assists, 15 boards for Victor Wembanyama. Stephon Castle, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So two triple-doubles for the Spurs, and the Warriors win the game. The Warriors win the game. They go to 7-6. The Spurs go to 8-3. That was their first home loss. And so, I can't tell you, coming on the heels of last night, coming on the heels of recent games, just what a big win this was. As I said, it's a validation win for Golden State. It validates how they feel about the team. It validates how they played in the first five games of the year and that they can play this way. And so let's see how that translates for the rest of the road trip. The final tonight was 125-120 as the Warriors in a game where they led by 10, they trailed by 16 early. There were five lead changes and three ties in this one. And guess what? The two teams get to do it all over again on Friday night.